AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden will deliver his first primetime address tonight.
There is light at the end of this dark tunnel in the past year.
The president will be looking forward.
I'm going to launch the next phase of the COVID response and explain what we will do as a government and what we'll ask of the American people.
The number of people filing for unemployment dropped last week, but it's still high. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
The Labor Department reports applications for unemployment aid dropped by 42,000 last week to 712,000. While still high by historical standards, it is the lowest number of claims since early November, evidence that fewer employers are cutting jobs as the number of confirmed coronavirus cases drop, and other signs suggest the economy is improving. All told, 4.1 million Americans are receiving traditional state unemployment benefits, and with federal programs factored in, more than 20 million people are currently collecting some form of jobless aid. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Democrats in the House are making a new push to enact the first major new gun control laws in more than two decades. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it starts with stricter background checks.
We are not giving up until the job is done. Until we pass this legislation, which will save lives.
A judge in Minnesota is allowing prosecutors to add a third-degree murder charge against Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer charged in the death of George Floyd. Chauvin already faces second-degree murder and manslaughter charges. Prince William says he has not spoken to his brother Harry since Harry and wife Meghan spoke to Oprah Winfrey. William was asked about allegations of racism.
They're very much not a racist man.
Harry and Meghan alleged Meghan was the victim of racism and callous treatment during her time as a working member of the royal family. The governor of Mississippi signed the first state bill in the country this year to ban transgender athletes from female sports teams. This is AP News. A drab patch of asphalt across from a park in Los Angeles has been transformed.
This is the very first tiny home community in the city of Los Angeles.
Ken Kraft is the founder and CEO of Hope of the Valley Rescue Mission. There are small, brightly colored structures.
It's not static and everything the same. There's a lot of vibrancy with the colors, and there's washers and dryers.
People like Tiffany get four windows, two beds, shelving, and an AC unit.
I'm so used to sleeping on the streets. It's getting hard. It was hard to get used to. I'm still not fully used to it. But I love the AC and the heat.
Tiny homes have been promoted as an affordable option in expensive big cities like L.A.
Just spoke with one gentleman right now. He says he feels like he lives in a gated community. As far as he's concerned, this could be a house on a hill.
The pandemic has forced even more people onto the streets. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.